I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
We're broadcasting live from the Lorraine Palace, 6th and Broadway. In this portion of the WEOL Lorraine Palace Theater, Spotlight on Lorraine is presented by Spectrum Consulting Services and the Spectrum Resources Center and School, offering services for children and adolescents with autism and other developmental disabilities. You can visit their website, spectrumlorraine.com. We've got a lot of fine sponsors throughout our broadcast over 3 days here. Yesterday at the Lucas, today at the Lorraine Palace. We're getting closer, and I crossed over the Black River on the Bascule Bridge. Slightly disappointed that I wasn't inconvenienced by having the bridge open, because that's something special for people who come down to this area. And some guy who probably gets to see it happen quite a bit because he's not too far from there. It is Rick Novak, Executive Director of the Lorraine Port Authority. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's such a wonderful activity down here on the Black River. Boats coming through, the activity, you have industry, you have pleasure. Some days you just kind of have the nature, wildlife out here as well. How is this summer shaping up for the folks at the port?
Oh, I think it's going to be a fantastic summer. It really is. And I think you hit it all on your comments, because when you look at the Black River now, you know, when we all grew up, it was mainly industrial oriented. Now it's recreational, it's for pleasure, it's environmental, and I think we've got it all here in Lorraine. You really don't have to go anywhere.
Of course, this weekend, the International Festival Bazaar will be out there at the Black River Landing, a site that really has taken a hold and presented itself as being a great place for many organizations and community events to take place.
Yeah, we have a myriad of uses on the site, ranging from a lot of nonprofits to the International Festival to the Taste of History, and now we have Roverfest coming this year. So there's a lot to do. Last weekend, we had a Queen tribute band, and then obviously we have the 4th of July with the fireworks and Port Fest coming up as well.
And now you, as Port Authority, you are right in the thick of it. You're right down there on the Black River Landing.
Yeah, we are, and it's great. It's wonderful. I invite everyone to come and take a look at the new facilities that we have right on the river, right next to the bridge, because you can watch the bridge open up. And then also, the fact that when you're taking the river tours, or we're going on the Jet Express, we have the facilities available for everyone, and the conveniences there. And also within the lighthouse, our building, we have the original lens for the lighthouse. So it's kind of a neat thing for people to look at, and it's operating, it's been restored, and it's a phenomenal artifact for our community.
When you get out to the lighthouse, can you actually go inside the lighthouse, or do you just do a drive-by?
There are several tours that are available. There are tours that are scheduled specifically to go into the lighthouse. Those, we have about 10 of those scheduled throughout the summer. There are also our dinner cruises now that have just started, whereby you can have dinner out at the lighthouse. And that was tied in with the Jackalope Restaurant and the folks from the Port of Lorraine Foundation. From the Port Authority standpoint, we provide the boats. But then when we do our river tours, we go as close as we can to the lighthouse for people so they can take the photo ops and so forth.
And I also think, if memory serves me correct, the river tours, the nature river tours, start tonight or tomorrow night?
It should be tomorrow night, Wednesday night. Yeah.
Tomorrow night.
Yes.
So where do people go up the river?
We go all the way past, up to basically where the boat pad is on Colorado Avenue in Lorraine. And it's basically past the upper Turner Basin, which is the furthest point of navigation on the river. And then once you get past that point, the river narrows, the depths get a little bit lower, and you find that it is just a total natural area, and you can see where the restoration is going on to clean up the river itself, and it's phenomenal. We have the heron rookery there. We have an eagle that seems to be out there every time now. It's fantastic. And those are good things happening. There really are. We have a lot of cormorants as well. And I've gone and we've counted 400 or 500 cormorants and several hundred herons just on the trips.
How long have you been with the Port Authority?
This is my 28th year.
Wow. Yeah. I look up on the wall here, and we're in the lobby of the Lorraine Palace Theater. Vision 2000. You've been with the Port Authority for 28 years. Did you ever have a vision of what you see today with the Black River Landing, with the nature tours, going out to the lighthouse? Because I imagine 28 years ago, it was a lot different.
Oh, it was. When I started at the Port Authority, the only point of public access on the river was Riverside Park, which is a little park that's just north of the Basco Bridge. And now we have Black River Landing, we have our boat launch ramp at 14th Street, and the restoration efforts have gone further upriver as well. We now have the marina on the lakefront. None of that was there before. And it's been part of a long-term effort to basically help diversify Lorain's economy. And one of the things we really want to work toward now is bringing development into the community. So we've got a natural attribute here that's just phenomenal, and it's just really something that we need to take advantage of. And we've set the stage for it, but now we need to produce.
We're talking today with Rick Novak, Executive Director of the Lorain Port Authority. What jurisdiction does the Port Authority have? How much area are we talking as far as what it's able to work with and that you're responsible for?
Most people think that we just deal with the riverfront, but we don't. Actually, our jurisdiction is citywide. We cover the entire city, and actually, we're like baseball teams. We can have cooperative agreements with other port authorities, and we do. We have agreements with the Port Authority, for example, in Cleveland. We can do financing deals with them as well, and we share things. And so we can go just about anywhere. Technically, we can have offices throughout the country if we wanted to.
But you deal with a lot of what's happening at one end of the lake to the other, because there's differences, but there's a lot of similarities and common goals that I guess you have.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, when I started at the port, there were about 3 port authorities in the state of Ohio, and now there are close to 60 port authorities. And it's because of the way the laws are written for port authorities, they're very liberal, and you can do just about anything. You can range from research, you can do the maritime, the traditional, you can do airports, you can do railroad things. You can also a lot of financing for various organizations. In brownfields, where Cincinnati Port started out specifically to deal with the cleanup of, you know, environmental sites. And it's fascinating to go down to the meetings, because we get together regularly and hear the different areas that people are getting into, and you learn something every time.
Well, you find that each area has their history that they are trying to either reclaim or try to bring to the future somehow.
Absolutely. And that's what we're trying to do here, too. We have a strong industrial heritage in our community, and we want to build upon that, but then we also want to expand and, let's say, transform ourselves into a destination, a waterfront destination community.
Well, we've got a lot of things going out here on the lake, and you have the concerts, as you mentioned, that go on, and people can check out the Lorain Port Authority website for all the details of your events, right?
Absolutely.
Now, I need to ask, the International Bazaar is opening this weekend down here on the Black River Landing, and you've already had a concert here. How long does it take to actually assemble that stage area with the cover?
The stage goes up basically in about a day, so that's not too bad. But there's a lot of preparation that goes on throughout the year for our activities and our sites. You know, when we see the International coming, for example, we plan months ahead so that we can take care of the grounds, landscaping, deal with, you know, electrical issues, things of that nature. So there's a lot of planning and work that goes on.
Now, Craig, you didn't ask him what...
Well, I'm getting to it. I'm okay. Amazed at the size of that and the cover.
Oh, okay.
What is that cover made of?
Just a canvas. It's a canvas.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, we saw the type of stage. Someone years ago, before we had it, we always had rented stages over the years, the various organizations. And someone had indicated that in Erie, Pennsylvania, they had a waterfront redevelopment like ours, and they said they had this really neat stage. So we went up to that area and said, that would be a great asset to the waterfront. So I worked with the board of directors, and we have it here. And
canvas, you know, like sailors, like a big sail probably, I suppose.
Yeah, and that's what it looks like. How appropriate.
It does. It really, really fits.
It adds for a little bit of a sort of a place where people could see that when you're going over the bridge as well, and knowing that it's summertime and people can come out to these different events. Rick, thanks for stopping in this morning. Appreciate it. It's always fun to chat with you to see what's going on, and knowing that all the excitement here for people who love the water, the Port Authority's done a great job for them.
Thank you so much, and we hope everyone comes down this summer.